Mysterious secrets about Antarctica. When you think about it, the poles of Earth are very mysterious places, not only because they are almost devoid of human life, but also because they have been mentioned in many mysteries. Can you imagine the untapped resources which must exist in these places? It is probably too hard to extract them due to the harshness of the environment and the different claims by different countries. Every once in a while, you hear about something connected with the poles which is out of the ordinary. I can start by talking about a lake at Antarctica. There is a lake named Lake Vostok which could contain many unknown forms of life. The reason for this is it is not like other lakes in that it has been sealed off from the rest of the world and even the South Pole for millions of years. On top of the lake on heavy sheets of ice which cover it is Russia's Vostok station. This lake is 13,400 feet below the ice and even though it is below sea level it is fresh water. It is a very interesting lake to have a station near and you have to wonder if the Russians have found out anything about the lake which is being kept secret. It is believed the lake water may have been sealed off from the rest of the continent for 25 million years. Recently an article was written about a mysterious object which appeared in Antarctica. It was said this object appeared because it was uncovered by the melting ice. It was said to be disc-shaped, which even led to more speculation of what it could be. Can you guess what many people thought when they saw it? If you said an ancient UFO, you would be correct. The disc-shaped object was about 60 feet wide. One website called it an intelligently designed craft. It has been claimed it shows a reflection which proves it is metal. This reminds me of the movie The Thing where a disc was found in Antarctica and an alien came back to life. So far, we still don't know much about this object. A letter was sent to a website claiming to be from a former flight engineer stating we have been cooperating with aliens at Antarctica. It was from a person who claims to have been a flight engineer and stated he flew in and out to a base there for a period of about 14 years. He claimed there were ancient ruins there and even more importantly a very large hole in the ice. Over that area he said was a no-fly zone. The hole was said to be the entrance to a base which contained both aliens and humans. The story goes even further when he claims a dozen scientists had disappeared for about 2 weeks and when they were found they wouldn't talk about what happened. There is also a famous story about a pyramid which is said to be in the South Pole. I think it is related to the above story and could be near the base. A man claiming to be a pilot with a top secret clearance states he flew in with another pilot to deliver cargo and there was a huge pyramid which was giving out radio interference. He was ordered by armed men to unload the plane and get out without going anywhere else. Some believe the pyramid there was an ancient power station and was still working. It has been suspected the Great Pyramid at Giza was really an ancient power station and much older than Egypt itself. One of the most famous and mysterious trips to the Antarctic was undertaken by Admiral Byrd right after the Second World War ended. It was labeled Operation High Jump. Byrd was sent to Antarctica with a force of 4,700 men, 13 ships and 33 aircraft. It is believed he was going there to look for Nazi bases and survivors. When he beat a quick exit, the story was his fleet was not equipped for the cold. I ask you who would go to the South Pole and not be ready for the cold? It seems something else might have happened. It is said when he got there, UFOs attacked the ships. Were they Nazi UFOs? We don't know, but there had been rumors the Nazis were trying to develop these types of fast craft shaped like the traditional disc-shaped UFOs we know. He kept a journal of what happened but public viewing of it has never been allowed and it is sealed away. Many photos of things taken at Antarctica have appeared, as for their authenticity that is another matter. There is no way of knowing without thorough examination of the photo. Some claim to have been taken by people in planes flying over the South Pole, which others say they got them from satellite photos and places like Google Earth. One interesting photo I saw posted seemed to show a set of stairs coming out of the ice. It looked like the stairs one would see on a Maya pyramid. It has been claimed the ice is also melting at the South Pole, not just the North Pole, and if this is true, who knows what strange things might start to appear. One photo was said to have been taken which shows a rectangular object on top of a floating iceberg. Some are saying it is a block of wood, which would be very strange, especially since it looks like a part of a 2x4 which was sawed off. The problem is we have no size reference for what we are looking at. If the iceberg was huge, what we think is a block of wood could be a rectangular one-story building, and if it was tiny, it could be a 3-inch piece of wood. We don't know if this is even really the South Pole. I don't put too much faith in these photos. The idea Antarctica has been the home of an alien base or bases has been around for a while. There was even a rumor the Nazis and one alien race was cooperating and building bases in the South Pole, and the aliens were giving technology to the Nazis. I think if this was true, they would have easily won the war. They didn't, so I believe this should have ended that idea. Anytime you have a place which is as hard to live in and get to as the Antarctic, there will be many rumors about what is secretly going on there.